Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Have you been trying to make some money from your homestead? You're doing it wrong. How do I know? Did you make $16,000 last month from your homestead? I didn't think so. I didn't either. But the guest in today's episode, he did. His name is Carrie.
Thanks for having me, Austin. I'm happy to be here.
Him and his family have a YouTube channel called Homestead How, where they share all the ways they make a living from their homestead. In today's episode, Carrie breaks down that $16,000 figure.
Yeah, so Airbnb we've been doing for 5 years now. We're booked up 28 days out of the month, and we're on track to make $3,980.
He tells us exactly what business models he uses to make his money and how much he earned in 1 month out of this calendar year so that you can replicate it on your homestead.
Tested other smaller businesses, like I mentioned, like selling eggs and things like that, but kind of steered away from those.
Want to make more money homesteading? Stop trying to sell farm fresh eggs and start copying what Carrie is doing at his homestead. Let's get into it. Carrie said, these are his own words.
I've kind of been obsessed with businesses and side hustles.
Obsessed. And he has a pretty good reason why. He has a lot of mouths to feed.
One of the craziest and most surreal moments of my life is the ultrasound tech, you'd think that they would have training for this, but she said, uh-oh.
Oh no, she didn't say uh-oh, come on.
And yeah, the ultrasound tech said, uh-oh. And I was like, aren't they supposed to be trained not to say, uh-oh, that'd be like the number one thing you shouldn't say as an ultrasound person. And she said, I see another baby in there. Oh wait, there's three. Oh wait, there's four. And I nearly fell on the floor when she said four. And then she was like, oh, no, it's just the three. I'm like, oh, it's just the three then. Okay, no worries.
Maybe they are trained to do that. If there's triplets, they're trained to, like, get you up one or two higher and then back you
right.
down.
I guess that helped a little bit. Okay, four. I don't know if we could handle four. We can manage three.
Right? Four sounded way harder than three. Fast forward. It's a day of the triplets' birth.
July 9th, 2007. I'm walking down the hallway in a hospital, and I get to the end of the hallway, and there's a big, huge room, and there's three different sections in the room. And a nurse comes up to me and she says, which baby do you want to meet first? It was a crazy, crazy day where you're having those thoughts like, am I going to be a good father? How am I going to afford this? How am I going to pay for this? What sort of life are these girls going to have? Like you said in your intro, it's a crazy world out there. So when our triplets were born, we'd been thinking about homesteading for a while, but it definitely pushed us over. Like, this is the number one priority. How can we save up our money and how can we make it a reality? So it's really stemmed from our kids. We were living in the city at that time, and we really wanted to move out to the country and raise our girls out in the country where we could grow our own food and spend more time with her family.
So no wonder you were so concerned about making money from your homestead. You had three more mouths to feed. I would be really concerned if that happened just like that. Now, yeah. You said you guys have been making money from your homestead for 7 years, and you've been homesteading for 7 years, right? Did you start right away?
Yeah, we started right away. So the first thing was, when we purchased our homestead, I specifically spent a lot of extra time trying to find one that had some investment value. So we found a property. It needed a ton of work, so we got a good price on it, but it was a two-family. And initially we were going to rent it out just traditionally, have someone come like a 6 month or 1 year lease, but Airbnb was really hot at the time. So we're like, let's just try this Airbnb thing. If we don't like it, we're not stuck with someone up there, because, you know, that was one of the things. It's like, we're moving out to the country. We kind of want to get away from people.
Yeah.
So I was like, and now we're bringing people back, but it's actually been a real net positive. We've met so many cool people with the Airbnb. We have a two family and there's a separate entrance. So 90% of the guests, we don't even meet. There's a lockbox and they'll just come up there. So it was shortly after we moved in, we had the Airbnb up and running and making money. Right from the get-go, we've been here 7 years. We've never had to leave or go work at an outside job. So we're very fortunate in that regard. Something I've been kind of stressed about over the years. That's why we're always pushing more diversified income streams, just in case, not to have all our eggs in one basket, in case one of the businesses fail or go away, like Airbnb is not popular anymore. We've got other things to pivot to.
A lot of people will talk about diversifying your portfolio, and that means buying stocks and bonds or blue chip stocks in addition to some more risky stocks. For Carrie and Jen, that meant having a portfolio of stocks and dog kennels and goats and crafts. They've tried so many side hustles over the years. Let's dive in. So what we have for you today is a list of the 10 best ways Carrie has figured out to make money off of his homestead.
Yeah, so like I said, there's 10. Some of them are little smaller ones.
He's tried a few other things that didn't make the list today. These are the tried and true winners.
One thing that I do that's maybe a little unique is pay a lot of attention to the numbers. So every morning I get up at like 5 a.m, I open a spreadsheet and I put down how much money each of the 10 businesses or side hustles made. And I keep a really close eye on those, and we have very specific goals.
Oh man, accountant Mike would like you, man. He's a yeah. His spidey sense is tingling.
We're going to start at the bottom and work our way to the top. His first idea that he shares, earning the least amount of money, all the way to number 10, which makes the most. Carrie's going to share the work involved and how much he's made over this last year.
I tend to overshare, but I don't know. I find it when I'm watching other YouTube videos about business, when they leave out the part about how much money they're making, it's less interesting for me. So we share all of the numbers. I've shown the spreadsheet before on the channel. Happy to share that too.
Now let's get to the first way that Carrie suggests you make some money homesteading.
Yeah, so the least would be the resale business. We did this a lot over the last 2 years. So we'll go to auctions and garage sales. This is more of a side hustle than a business, I guess, but we'll go to auctions and garage sales and we'll buy stuff and then we'll resell it on Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. And it almost turned into like a full-time business. Last year, for some reason, we were on a kick with books. We found a ton of books at these auctions and had a pretty good side hustle last year reselling those things on Facebook Marketplace. And that's probably the easiest for anyone to start. And frankly, it's kind of fun. It's probably the least for us right now just because we've been so busy with the other items. But like I said, last year we went to maybe 3 or 4 auctions, purchased a whole bunch of books and other items, but we got a really good deal on this whole table of books. And then we just bring them back, Facebook Marketplace, got to have a good internet connection, list them on there. And then we've got a little gas station in town where we meet the people to sell it and flip it. And I've been following, I've got some friends that do this as well, and they'll do it. A big thing last year was furniture. So if you have a pickup truck, buying a couch and then cleaning it up maybe, and then reselling it, offering free delivery on Facebook Marketplace and delivering it. So that one is the one that's making us the least money right now.
So this treasure hunting has earned Carrie and his family the least amount of money this last year, but it's not chump change.
Actually, I have my little spreadsheet open here in another tab. So in June, we made $481.
I love that one because there's no barrier to entry in that one. It's, you know, go to a tag sale, right? Go to it's such a low barrier to entry. It's, you know, if you got a car and, you know, you can't buy a kayak, well, buy some books. If you got a truck, buy a, you know, kayak, buy some couches. $400 is not chump change. And if you are, you know, a homestead dreamer watching right now and you're like, well, I can't afford a homestead, how about if you put $200 to $400 in the, you know, the homestead fund for the next year or two, and then did a few of these other things? So let's dive into the next one. What would you say, you know, from they're up, Carrie. What's the next one you guys do okay with?
We're trying to keep a nice, clean top 10 list from lowest to highest earners. But it gets a little muddy here because a lot of Carrie's businesses and Jen, his wife, kind of mix together. How so?
YouTube is a big business for us. It's doing really well the last couple of years. And so we've kind of branched out from that with the Homestead How. My wife, Jen, really enjoys doing crafts. And we had a little sign business. She's got a Cricut machine and we have a wood CNC machine. So she started making signs and crafts and selling them at the local consignment store here in town. And we live in a really small town. So I was thinking, maybe we'll make a couple extra bucks here or there, but it's been really well worth our time. I thought we would do it for a while and then quit. And then she expanded that and moved it into another store. So that was like the sign making business. And then we're like, well, you're doing all these crafts. Why don't you do your own YouTube channel? So she started her own channel. It's called I Create Crafts. And she got monetized, I think, like 2 years ago. And just she's about to hit 20,000 subscribers. So she's grown pretty well. But that's another source of income is the YouTube channel.
So did you catch that? Basically, they both have different passions that they've monetized in multiple ways. They've made videos, they sell products, they even take advantage of Amazon's affiliate program to do so. So how do all these different income streams and side hustles stack up in our top 10 list? Let's get to number 2 on our earners list.
The Amazon affiliate program, in June we did $63. And that was primarily from Jen's I Create Crafts YouTube channel. She does blog posts and she does YouTube, and then she links over to the related products on those blog posts and YouTube descriptions.
Now, for those of you who are paying close attention to the numbers and you're wondering why number 1 earned $400, number 2 on the list supposed to make more money than number 1, but actually was a lot less, Carrie is sharing with us what has earned him the least to the greatest for the entire year. However, he's also only highlighting the earnings in 1 month, which happened to be June. And that's because we recorded this podcast in July.
So that's great because you're already making the crafts, you're already making the content, and now you're mixing that. What do you focus on? Mostly just the craft stuff, not the Homestead stuff?
We do. Actually, Jen's always on my case because I usually do the Homestead How channel and I'll forget to put the affiliate links in. So it's mostly been her. But yeah, there's been a little bit on the Homestead How side too.
How about next? What's the next one, Carrie?
The next one would be YouTube. Yeah, so right now is the worst time of year for YouTube for us. I don't know if that's the case for you. Leading
it's
into
pretty
December.
Pretty bad right now. Yep.
November. Yeah, so last month, Homestead How YouTube did $985. I Create Crafts YouTube did $308. So it's really the slowest season. Last year, we did $36,000 on YouTube for Homestead How. So the vast, vast majority, like thousands of dollars, usually comes just around the end of the season.
Yeah, we noticed that too. It is very, because all the businesses are running their ads during that time. So we've noticed the same thing, like November through December, we make the money that then we spend all spring long on feed and fencing.
Yep. I do 4 videos a week. Usually every Thursday we put one out. So it's like
4 videos a month or a week?
A week. I'm sorry, a month.
4
videos.
One
a week.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
One a week. Yeah. So even if I'm doing one a week, for $1,000, it's kind of worth my time. But it's, like I said, it's a lot more than that over the course of the whole year. And it's been really consistent for us the last 3 or 4 years. It's been right around $35,000 a year we've been making on just the Homestead How YouTube.
Awesome. Awesome.
Like I said, I'm into the video work. I enjoy editing and things like that. But I really am so happy I did YouTube for Homestead almost from the beginning, because there's so many good memories on there. Like with the girls picking raspberries for the first time, making raspberry jam. Another video we did, we built a greenhouse. And there's like, it's almost like home movies that we can go rewatch. They're just invaluable to me. And then it's just like a bonus that we're making some decent money off of it as well. There's that. And then my goal, my ultimate goal that I have written down, I'm trying to, is to get to 100,000 subscribers. We're at, I think, 70,000.
Oh yeah, you guys will be there in no time.
Yeah, it's been a little tough, but we're trying to get there. But
what do you think? Can the Homesteady audience get Carrie to 100,000 subscribers? Take a second, click the link that's just popped up on your screen, or if you're listening to the podcast, there's a link in the description. Go follow Carrie on YouTube. Let's get him to 100,000 subscribers. He's not far.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
The cool thing that's been happening lately is there's other businesses. Once you get a business going, I'm finding there's other businesses that then come into play that you wouldn't have thought of. So with YouTube, for example, like we've got that cool playset out there. It was like a $1,400 playset. A company was willing to send it to us for the Amazon influencer video. But then there's other companies that are willing to pay. And if it makes sense and it's a homestead related product where you could actually get paid to show something in the video, there's that extra income there as well. So we've been doing that. But I always tell people it's not going on YouTube unless we talk about it ahead of time and it's just really related to it.
I think that's great advice. Your audience is the most valuable thing you have. And while we do make a living like a magazine does, right? A magazine makes its living from the audience. The writers make their living from the readers. We have got to treat them with the respect of what you've already said, not just throwing any link. I hate going when you search like best grill and you get that article that has 30 grills, and you know the guy writing this article hasn't used any of these grills. He's just listing, you know, bullets. I always find we're adding the value in these videos by trying the product, not sharing the garbage, right?
A good example, I was approached
by a company who provides awesome, awesome shoes. They're called Cujo's Yardwear, and they make this my absolute favorite work shoe, and that's why we're partnered with them. But I told them when they first contacted me, they were like, hey, we got a really great shoe. It's made for, you know, yard work. It's like a sneaker with the durability of a work boot. And I was looking for that since I was in construction work. I hated wearing work boots. I hated wearing sneakers because work boots were too clunky. Sneakers got destroyed. But I told them, because my audience is so important, I told them, I will take your shoes and I will wear them for a year. And I'm not going to say a word to my audience for a year. So if you'll send me the shoes and I can run them into the ground for a year, then I'm willing to talk. I'm not promising I'm going to share it with my audience. If they're garbage, they're going in the garbage. They were like, we love that. Have the shoes. I wore them a year. They're still kicking. A year and a half now, they're in great shape. I love them. They're officially a sponsor now of the podcast.
I just want to note that was not a paid for ad. They did not sponsor this particular episode. I was just telling Carrie about this good example, and I do love my Cujos. And if you do want a discount on them, we do have a link in the description of this podcast. You can get a discount off my favorite work shoes, soon to be your favorite work shoes. Okay, back to the episode, because that wasn't supposed to be an ad, but there it is. I want you to know there's a discount.
It's that kind of treatment to your audience, because if you tell them, hey, go buy this thing and it's garbage, eventually, they're not going to trust you on anything, not just the particular item. They're going to say, Carrie's just out to make a buck. So I love those tips, Carrie. Really, really good advice.
I'm on the same page, too. And then when you have that conversation with them, if it's garbage, we're going to throw it in the garbage. And if they're willing to still do it, then you know you've got some potential
there.
Exactly. I've had people that they get real uneasy. Then it's like, okay, this just isn't going to work.
Really good advice there. All right. So we've covered some great advice for YouTube, really good advice for how we work in with Amazon affiliates. You got a couple really big ones here to cover still that people might be really interested in. What's the next ones, Carrie?
Yeah, the Airbnb.
Oh, okay. I'm dying to know about this one. We've been talking about it.
Yeah. So Airbnb, we've been doing for 5 years now. We've been here for six, maybe a little over five, but let's see. So we're on track in July right now. We're booked up 28 days out of the month. and we're on track to make $3,980. And so this is a, unlike YouTube, it's just, this is kind of why it's cool to diversify. YouTube's slow in summer. Airbnb is very busy in summer. So it kind of offsets. It really works out nice for us. And Airbnb, traditionally, we've been doing it for 5 years now. We got Superhost status, I think, 4 years ago. That's where if you get enough positive reviews and you respond to people quickly, they mark you as a super host. And then when you're searching for a rental unit, we come up higher in their algorithm and things like that. But we've consistently made $24,000 a year, averages out to $2,000 a month for the last 5 years. When people say, like, if you were to start over homesteading, I would not purchase a homestead unless there was an opportunity to be to do an Airbnb. But there's so many people out there like us and like your audience that is interested in homesteading, and a lot of folks that come from the city and they want to get a taste of what is it like on a working homestead. We've got 15 chickens, we've got 3 goats, we've got 20 acres here. So they kind of want to experience it. So I think we're able to charge a little bit more because of that experience part of it. But it's been a real net positive. Like I said, I was really nervous we would do it. And I'd be like, we tried to get away from people, and now we have people coming to our property all the time. But it's weird, but the people, they appreciate things that become normal to us. It's kind of a pet peeve of mine, but things tend to become normal. Like our goats, for example, it was amazing when we got goats. It's like, this is so cool. We're from the city. We've got 3 goats. And now it's just like, yeah, whatever. There's just goats there. We feed them, you know, whatever. But our guests come and they're like, oh my gosh, you got goats. This is awesome. The kids are out there feeding them. And we kind of relive that excitement through them, which has been awesome. We got 3 boy goats when we moved here. And it's like, what were we thinking? I don't know what we were thinking. They're pretty useless. However, they've paid their weight for sure from our Airbnb guests because they all love them. And it's like a petting zoo tourist attraction. Our guests will come, and I don't know if this is normal. I don't think it is, but our goats will go for walks with you. So we've got this beautiful pine forest, and our guests will be like, hey, you want to take the goats for a walk? Just let them out. And they're kind of like free range, but they'll follow you around. Like, they'll heel like a dog, and they'll walk through all of the trails, and they'll follow you all around the property. And we've had so many guests that are just, they get a huge kick out of that. They'll leave a review. They'll post about it on Facebook. They'll tell their friends. And yeah, it's kind of just snowballs from there.
All right. Well, let's keep going, because I want to get to all these. We could definitely do a whole episode on Airbnb homesteading and making that work. But next one, Carrie, next one up.
Sure. Let's see. The website marketing, maybe that's just a quick one, but that was my main business when we moved here in income. But that is less than 10% of the income now. I've kind of switched priorities to focus on these other things that I enjoy a little bit more. I think there's so many more opportunities. So we work from home. We help people with their websites, help them rank higher, search engine optimization. That one gone, we're making $2,898 a month from website marketing.
Wow, that's fantastic.
But there's so many opportunities with COVID stuff from working from home, side gigs and side projects with Fiverr and Upwork. And if you have a good internet connection, there's a lot of things you could do. Like, if I wasn't doing any of these things, I'm pretty confident I could go on Upwork and Fiverr and find something that I could be good at, whether it's search engine optimization or just writing blog articles, or there's logo design. There's just like a million things that you could do as a side hustle from home. Next one is our dog kennel. We have a 4-run dog kennel. And last month in June, we made $1,875 from the dog kennel. The Airbnb, we'd have guests come and they'd want to bring their dogs with. We're on 20 acres here. It's a beautiful property now. So we were like, we love dogs. So we're big into dogs. So we're like, what can we do for a business that we're going to be passionate about? And that's something when I talk about business to people, like my girls, for example, the triplets are now 15. They just turned 15, which is crazy. We have each of them running a little business of their own, side hustle of their own. So the Airbnb, our daughter Emma runs, she cleans it up. She does the book work. She helps with emails, putting new pictures up there. And then the same thing with the dog kennel. My other daughter, Alyssa, works on that one. But we decided to start the dog kennel because it was something we're passionate about. And that's what I told the girls too. If you're going to start a business, I think that's one mistake I've made in the past. Sometimes I'll go for a business just because it looks like a good money-making opportunity, or it kind of fits the mold of being a homesteader. Like, hey, we're a homesteader, so we should just sell eggs. but I've been successful doing businesses that we're passionate about, that we love doing. So the dog kennel, we really loved, and we're like, we got this Airbnb, people want to bring dogs. So, and then I was like, we're doing YouTube as well. So it'd be a cool video series to do, build an off-grid dog kennel or an off-grid business. So kind of all lined up that way. And we built a dog kennel. It's just a small four-run dog kennel. But it's been a great extra source of income. We did that about 3 years ago, and it was slow during all the COVID stuff. But since then, it's been really good. It's almost booked up last month, and we got,
wow,
got dogs out there right now.
Barking at you.
So it's just four runs. We started it with for the Airbnb, but then we just started advertising. We put my daughter Alyssa runs it. It's a good sort of business training for her, and then we get to work together as a family. She made up flyers and she puts them out around town, and we've been having a lot of the business last month was from repeat customers. Yeah, that one's less passive because it is a lot of work going out there and walking the dogs, but same sort of idea. We try to under promise and over deliver. It's a small dog kennel, but most people, if you take your dog to a large dog kennel, they really don't get as much attention as we give these dogs. And we've got the 20 acres, so we're taking them on hikes through the woods, and we'll send people pictures like, hey, we're taking your dog for a walk right now, and keep them updated. So really do that under promise, over deliver. Yep.
Next one, Carrie, next one up.
Next one was video work. So with the YouTube channel, sometimes companies will come to us and they'll say, hey, we've got this chicken tractor. Well, you put it on YouTube. And if it's homestead related, I think people will find value. Sometimes I'll put it on YouTube, but many times companies will come to us and it's like, this isn't going to really provide value, or it's off topic. But I'll still say to them, hey, we've got some really good camera equipment. I've got my drone license. We've got like a gimbal stabilizer and all these cameras. So we'll take photographs and do video that you can then put on your Amazon product page or your website. And you can reuse the video however you want. We'll put together like a video package for you. And that one this year has actually been doing really, really well for us. We made $1,238 in June just from video and photography work for products.
That's fantastic. And an easy way to shift people already coming to you. Again, you're listening to your customers there.
Okay, the last one on our list today, and you might say to yourself, wait a second, we already covered this. Listen closely. The Amazon Influencer Program, not the Amazon Affiliate Program, Influencer. Let's see what Carrie's earned from this. It's a big one.
There's the Amazon Associates Program, which is you're an affiliate. Like I said earlier, Jen will do a sign and she'll say, here's my Cricut machine. Here's a link to it. If someone clicks on that link and purchases it, she gets a small commission from Amazon. I think most people are familiar with that. But the Amazon Influencer Program was newer to us. We just started doing it earlier this year and it's just going nuts. And that's where if you own an Amazon product, like this microphone, for example, I bought on Amazon, do a quick video, like a 1 to 2 minute video. I submit it to the Amazon Influencer Program. That video appears on my Homestead How Amazon store, but then it'll also appear on the product page for this microphone. And if anybody goes to that microphone page and then watches my video and purchases it, you get a commission.
No so way.
It's kind of like, yeah.
Wow. So I've heard the name Amazon Influencer Program. I never looked into it, and now I'm gonna.
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk to you more about it because, frankly, it's our best business right now. We started it back in January, and it's making us more money than all of our other businesses combined.
Are you kidding?
It's like comparing to like YouTube numbers and revenue you can get on YouTube. I guess there is a caveat. We're on our homestead out here in 20 acres, and we've bought a lot of stuff on Amazon.
Right.
There's just not a lot of other choices, so we do have a lot of stuff. But
yeah,
it's kind of... It's evolved to where people are sending us stuff now.
Wow.
Like, hey, do you want to, I don't know if you can see it in the background, that playset that's out there.
Yeah.
A company sent us that in return for just doing an Amazon influencer video.
Oh man.
That was a unique one, a big one, but of it's just for smaller things, camera equipment and stuff like that.
Boy, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're doing that. Yeah. It's a really fun one too. And that's when I'm talking to my girls about businesses, like, not everything can be fun, but do something that you're passionate about. And we really enjoy, like with the YouTube stuff, I would be doing it if YouTube was for free. Cause I like editing videos and the camera equipment and the drone stuff. So it was kind of a natural fit with Amazon. And these are a little bit more fun than YouTube in that it's just a 2 minute product video. We'll do like a little shot of it and just give our honest opinion, whether we like the product or not. And it's pretty quick work. And it's the thing that I like about it too, is I got to be careful because when I say passive, people usually jump all over me, but it's fairly passive in that I do all those. We've done about 150 videos over the last 3 months for Amazon. And if I don't do any videos right now, I'm still going to have all that income coming in from those videos for who knows how long. But most of the income I'm making right now is from videos we did back in January, for example.
That is a lot of our business too. A lot of things we've done over the years has been where you, and I always think about it in the way I think about it is like a homesteader, right? You plant a tree and you get no fruit for 1 year, 2 years, maybe 3 years, you start to get a little bit of fruit. But in 10 years, that tree is producing you more fruit than you can use. And all the other trees you planted in that 10 years, so the one you planted at 9 years and 8 years and 7 years, they're all producing fruit too. So each year you start to do better and better and it compounds, generally speaking. So there's a lot of power there.
That one we made $7,268 in June from.
Oh man.
$7,000, which brings us to our grand total of $16,000 for this month. You can do this too. Just don't make the mistake most homesteaders make. Carrie talked about it.
Homesteaders watching this, what are they doing wrong? What, you know, you guys are doing a lot of things right, but you obviously tried things that didn't work out. What are homesteaders doing wrong when it comes to trying to make a living full-time from their homestead?
I think one of the big mistakes that we made early on was trying to stick to the homestead mold. Like, okay, we're homesteaders now. We have to sell eggs or make soap or sell firewood, things like that. And we just weren't passionate about those things. I love farm fresh eggs. We have 15 chickens. I'm eating farm fresh eggs all the time. But doing it as a business, we weren't passionate about it, so we lost interest. So doing things that we're passionate about, like the dog kennel, like I said, we love dogs. I think that's really helped us.
Honestly, it's not super easy to turn your passion into a full-time living, but you can do it. I know because we just saw Carrie explain how he did it. I've been able to do it myself. You can totally do this. I've actually put together a program to help you. It's called the Make Money Homesteading Course. Basically, it's a month-long program that walks you through the process of figuring out not only what products and services you should be selling, but who you should be selling to and how you can grow that business so that you also can go full-time doing what you're passionate about from your homestead. I remember what a bummer it was working a full-time job and trying to just squeeze in homesteading on the weekends. Stop doing that. Take control of your life. Start making money from your homestead. The Make Money Homesteading course will get you off and running in 1 month. You will have a business model. You will be selling products. Check out the testimonials, the curriculum, and how we've bundled it in a special deal with our Pioneer program. Click the link in the description of this podcast. You can learn a whole lot more. I hope it helps you do what Carrie and I and many others have been able to do, which is make a living in the place we love most, our homesteads.